Blog Talk Radio.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings.
Oh.
Hello there, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Zad and Dreamland, we wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you, Soundstripe, for the awesome intro music. Cousin Linda is scheduled to be a guest co-host. I had trouble dialing in, and I seen her in the studio, and when I arrived to the studio, she was home, so she obviously maybe felt we weren't going to do the show. I just had calling in, and I could have dialed in 15 minutes till, but last minute. So Michael Jackson's video on my Facebook page sounds have come into my headphones, and then I was checking out Dino's title of his Facebook Live, and then Cousin Linda had a post regarding the election going on in Texas, the campaign that's going up for governor. So then I came on over to the studio here at Black Talk Radio, and Cousin Linda was right here, and hopefully she will call back. I just tried to message her because the topic today is the topic of ceasefire. So I was just going to give her the floor to discuss the topic of today. She had sent in our going with a few others article via email me regarding tipping at restaurants in Dallas and around the country. And I know in dining and also delivery drivers that it definitely feel that we need to, you know, up. I really was going to give a floor to Cousin Linda regarding this, but I will talk about it. Also, do my best, and hopefully she will call back. But there has been so much breaking news. First of all, sending prayers out to the state, including my state of Mississippi, which we didn't intend to do this. Near where Terry lives, Simpson County, in Prentice, Mississippi, a tornado did touch bad weather, and it was scary weather. It was scary here in Jackson. On Friday evening, before it even stormed, a big tree limb had fallen down and knocked down the cable wire. I had been out sweeping up the yard in the morning, and then in the evening, my sister asked me about a cable wire being hanging down with a big tree limb on it. Cable wire coming from our house and the house next door. And so I contacted Comcast and told them, because my sister said it wasn't anything for energy, because you know, power and everything was okay. So, but Friday and Saturday, it was rocking and rolling. And she knows back-to-back press conferences from Kentucky and Arkansas and the other states of Texas. It's just heartbreaking. And then the search is continuing. So definitely sending prayers out to all the states that are in the midst of the state of emergency. And it's heartbreaking. It's, to see what happened at the nursing homes, then the workers that are still missing, and it just turns out. And a big shout-out to the president, too, for letting all the governors know that the government is here. The government will do everything in its power to help those states dealing with the devastation that we are dealing with. So, wow. So, we're dealing with going on. So many of us are fully vaccinated. Many of us are not vaccinated at all. If you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, it's still important for us to slow the spread. It's important for us to take the precautions. Take the precautions like we did at the beginning when we first hit America. Take the precautions even being fully vaccinated. Even not being vaccinated. Of regularly washing hands, arms, keeping sanitizer with you, keeping extra masks near you. It's just important. It's important. Government doesn't have to tell us what to do. If we're vaccinated or not vaccinated, we know the precautions to take to slow the spread. And that's the spread of not just COVID, but the spread of cold, flu, virus, sinusviruses, and all. We need to be safe.
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Flu season is here, and it's time for most of us to get vaccinated. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. get influenza, and several thousand die from the disease. Dr. Aaron Kennedy is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of getting an annual flu vaccine. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you, Bob.
Aaron, who should get a flu vaccine?
Well, anyone can get very sick from the flu. So we recommend that everyone 6 months of age and older get a vaccination each year. People 9 years of age and older only need one dose this season. But children 6 months through 8 years may need two doses. Parents of children in this group should contact their health care provider to find out if they need a second dose.
Aaron, you mentioned that anyone can get very sick from the flu. What groups are at higher risk for getting complications from the flu?
It's especially important for those at high risk of serious complications from the flu and their close contacts to be vaccinated. Those at higher risk for serious complications include young children, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and heart disease, and the elderly over 65 years. Close contacts include healthcare providers and parents and caregivers of children younger than 6 months of age.
Do we need to get a flu vaccine every year?
Yes, you should get a flu vaccination each year. Flu viruses are constantly changing, and the vaccine may be updated each season. This is to protect against the viruses that are expected to be circulating the upcoming season. Also, a person's immunity to influenza viruses declines over time. For these two reasons, annual vaccination is recommended as the best protection against the flu.
Does getting the vaccine guarantee you won't get the flu?
Well, the flu vaccine is the single best way to protect yourself and your family from the flu. But protection is never 100%, and some people can still get the flu after being vaccinated. How well the vaccine works partly depends on the age and health of the person getting vaccinated. Also, it takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for your body to develop protection against the flu. There are other viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms, and the vaccine cannot prevent illnesses caused by these viruses.
Aaron, is it ever too late in the flu season to get vaccinated?
No, it's never too late to get vaccinated during a flu season. The flu season typically runs from October through April, and flu activity usually peaks in January or February in the United States. We recommend that people get vaccinated as soon as the vaccine is available, and getting vaccinated before flu arrives in your community is best. However, it's never too late to get vaccinated, and the vaccine can still protect you against the flu as long as flu viruses are circulating.
Where can listeners get more information about the flu vaccine?
Listeners can get more information about influenza and the influenza vaccine at www.cdc.gov/flu.
Thanks, Aaron. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Aaron Kennedy about the importance of getting the flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Give yourself and your loved ones the gift of health this year. Put getting a flu vaccine on your to-do list. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
That was informative. I played it on the last show, and it's just very informative. The article, because Linda had sent myself and others, is from a Dallas report. This is from CNBC that was published earlier this month, like December 2nd, and the author, Michelle Fox, M-Fox CNBC. Who Americans are tipping this holiday season and how much they plan to give. And that means it's time to start thinking about who to tip with their services this year and how much you should give. Way to recognize all they have done for you in 2021, especially at the second very hard year. It's really worth thinking about how much you can give. Said Lindsay Post, co-president of the Emily Post Institute, great-great-granddaughter of the firm's founder and co-author of Higher Etiquette. What a coincidence. Cousin Linda, when I was a young girl, literally like three, had, and she was teaching etiquette. Mom, of course, my older siblings taught me etiquette, but she taught me other etiquette skills to go hand in hand with what I was being taught at home. So housekeepers top the list of those Americans who as adults between November 3rd and 5th found that 47% of the U.S. adults plan to give their cleaners extra cash. The median tip is $50. Meanwhile, trash collectors are reflected to receive gratuity. The median amount is $20. In addition, 45% of Americans said they would give higher than usual tips to those who normally receive tips over the course of the year, such as restaurant, wait staff, and hairstylist. So that's what President Linda had said in an article about when you're dining into restaurants, they're expecting more tips. How U.S. adults say they typically tip service providers during the holiday season. Service providers, and I already went over housekeepers. Service providers, median tip $50. Percent that plan to tip 47%. Service providers, child providers, median tip $50. Percent that plan to tip 41%. Cycling collector, $20. Percent that plan to tip 19%. So do you know who tips and how much did you give? Now, our mother used to teach us too how much we tipped when we were back in the day. And then also, I have this little part that I think a customer gave me when back ages ago working at the Metro Center Mall here. You know that mall is those malls of trying to keep it alive. And I still have that little tip card that tells you how much you tip certain providers. And I have worked with for tips before also. And commissions. So very important. And you know, the Avon lady definitely worked for commissions. But tips, you know, sometimes it's really important to tip. I believe in tipping. So how do you know who to tip and how much did you give? Well, there are guidelines for etiquette experts. It really comes down to we can afford exactly and prioritize them from there. It can sometimes feel really daunting post-tip. One good thing to do is think about who are the service providers. Who made a difference to you? The person, the people you couldn't live without. That's a good point. Let me repeat this. One good thing to do is think about who are the service providers and who made a difference to you, the people you couldn't live without. If you are strapped for cash, also consider using any credit card rewards. You may have to get cash back or buy a gift certificate. Share survey respondents who plan to tip more than usual during the holiday season by service providers. Restaurant waitstaff, hairstylist, barber, they're very important. 19%. Food delivery person, 16%. Bartender, 10%. Coffee shop, 9%. And that's the source again is creditcards.com. It's the sub account. I'm a senior industry analyst for creditcards.com. If all else fails, it is nice to be able to know, yes, note the card, that's me. If all else fails, it is nice to be able to handwritten note and a hearty thank you. Your native is possible to give a tip, and that it is not a reflection on their service. That is nice, post added. With that in mind, here are tipping guidelines from the experts. So go to the Emily Post Institute, and you will see the tipping guidelines from the expert there at the Emily Post Institute. As always, you can do a gift in exchange for cash tips. Side care providers are paw or living money, up to 1 week's pay and a small gift from your child. Regular basis to 1 evening's pay and a small gift from your child. Daycare providers, $25 to $70 for each staff member who works to sit down with my gift. Our mother had an at-home daycare center for many years, from the early 80s to 2005. Yes. You can't really watch the daycare providers and nursing home staff, the therapists that come to your house. I mean, those are people that you don't want to forget. Teachers. A cash tip is not appropriate for teachers, as it can be seen trying to curry a favor. It's actually a gift, like books or gift certificates. And, you know, people don't mind if you go to, I mean, you might go to the department stores, high-end, or the discount stores, or, I mean, you can get amazing gifts at Family Dollar and Dollar Tree and Dollar General. Make a really nice heavy bag. Make a really nice basket. Buy something really nice and put a card on it. They know, when a person knows it's genuine, I mean, that goes a long way. Housekeeper, cleaner, regular cleaner, up to 1 week pay and or a small gift. Live and help, up to 1 week to 1 month of pay, plus a gift. Hairstylist and barber, get the salon staff, up to the amount of one visit, divided among those who work with you. Barber, up to the cost of one haircut. Personal trainers and massage therapists, up to the cost of one session. Tax collectors. If it is in municipal service, any regulations regarding tips, if allowed, $10 to $30 each. Pet caretakers, dog walkers, up to 1 week pay. Groomer, up to the cost of one session. Builder set. When I was in Sherman, a young lady was probably about 9 years old, and she had started her own business of walking the apartment complex, Sherman is 70 miles north of Dallas, in Tacoma area. So when I was living there, like I said, a little 9-year-old, she created her own business. So that was like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, and I wanted to just keep that business. Because that was a really great idea. That's when I had DJ. She said, well, I started my own little business of walking the apartment complex, a pet for my neighbors. We had moved before she could walk DJ. DJ and I used to walk everywhere. Anyway, but I thought that was a good idea for a little kid to remind me of myself. So I wonder if she kept that business going. Because I know it is very successful. Building set, doorman, $15 to $80, $15 or more for each in a building with multiple doors. Handyman, $15 to $40. Superintendent, $20 to $80. Elevator operator, $15 to $40 each. Delivery driver. Why delivery drivers can. Ethics rules prohibit U.S. postal workers from accepting cash or gifts, but the agency said individual employees may accept free supplies, materials, or services related to COVID-19. Good to know. Give them like a little happy of, like a mask and sanitizers and stuff like that. That includes meals and restaurants or store districts, as long as so. We can tip U.S. postal workers, but not cash or gifts. The agency said individual employees may accept free supplies, materials, and services related to COVID-19. It includes meals and restaurants or storage gift certificates, as long as they raise $20 or less. Static policy prohibits employees from accepting cash or cash equivalent, like cash, gift cards. United Postal Service, UPS, teaches their drivers to respectfully decline monetary gratuity, although they may accept one if the customer is consistent. One way to acknowledge their hard work is to leave a basket of water and get it outside of your front door. And big shout out to UPS too. That was an awesome interview with David Jones that I was a part of. Oh my God. Amazing. Now sometimes you can miss your webinar. I did not miss this webinar. I've been waiting for this webinar for like more than a month. Oh my God, UPS served this interview weekly or bi-week. And Jerry Jones was a feature guest a couple of weeks ago on UCS webinar. And wow, I learned so much about Jerry Jones growing up in Arkansas, and also what happened when he fought the Cowboys and some behind the scenes stuff, what's happening now, or, you know, with the new, you know, trying to keep everything fresh, you know, with marketing and all. So America's getting hit on the holiday shopping again. So for instance, you can travel service to tokens of appreciation that range from handmade cards, bottles of water, and nominal gift cards. This spokesperson Dan Maxson. During the holiday season, they've also received warm socks and mittens and homemade cards, exactly, and artwork from kids. Knowing that they are appreciated for what they do is worth more than money, Maxson said. That was my point. So this is an interesting article, too. So we will continue talking about shipping on next Sunday. Linda, and I'll be sure to call in if I have any technical problems. So she definitely had told her, because I wondered if she was, had remembered, or because I, like I said, I had tried to reshare one of her posts about the election in Texas, or governor's race, and at the same time she was posting, Bill was posting. So, yeah, you all kind of figure out who I'm supporting in Texas, too, right? Andy Urbino. I know, right? Yeah. I do know last time he ran for my office, his and he wanted me to be a part of their campaign. So, I need to look at their platforms, but being an open mic, just thinking Republican, I am, I don't know. I'm looking. It looks like Peter, because he's really active. He's out there talking to the people, and that's really good. That's really cool. He's out there grassroots. And even if you're a long time or you're new, it's important to talk to the people. It's just we vote you in. We the people. We vote you in. You know, who Americans are different. This holiday season and how much they tend to give. And let's see if I can share it on my social media. You know how sometimes you look for you share? I will reshare it on my social media also, and I will reshare the article that Cousin Linda had sent also. But here's another PSA from CDC.
This is a message from the CDC. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Wear a mask that completely covers your nose and mouth. Masks are required on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation traveling into, within, or outside of the U.S. and in U.S. transportation hubs such as airports and stations. Stay at least 6 feet away from others. Wash your hands often and watch for symptoms of COVID-19. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19travel to learn more.
That PSA makes a good point. Watch the symptoms of COVID-19. Some people get offended though. You know, you look like, if you look like, but you know, we have to take the PSA. So it's just the new world. It's the new world order, but the new way of living is this new world lifestyle. So I'm reaching the link to the podcast on social media, Facebook and Twitter, and on my Tumblr blog. Which also reshares it on my Twitter. Big shout out to the Avon Twitter handle. It's Avon Insider. Avon unveiled a new website this past Thursday for customers and for the rest. So it is amazing. It is beautiful. My sister joined my team, our team today. I'm so excited. I have a goal of recruiting 5+ weekly so we can just build a powerhouse team and make money, having fun that we love. And hopefully that ringing was not, I'm sure that is the Siri calling. If you might want to call, he's calling the wrong number. He should call the calling number if he would like to say hey to everybody. So I'm hoping he will stop reading instead of reading to your main person. Okay, it stopped.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yay. So, what I was saying, the Avon community, there's an awesome new web community. Check it out. Check my online store out. I get to see your Avon.com store. But we have new links also, new URLs. And amazing items and amazing sales going on also during this emergence of a new Avon and so many awesome products. Literally, my entire 53 years, I was born with my mom and family studying and writing. But it's amazing. Skincare, makeup, apparel, household items, home decor, CBD products, health and wellness products, there, you name it. I mean, really, Avon had more departments than Walmart, no joke. And it's amazing, amazing products. But check out my online store and check out your Avon ladies. If you haven't been in touch with your Avon ladies recently, and get in touch with her, I'll go to her website and check it out. We're training this day also this week. And again, not just selling, but recruiting too. When you build a team, make more money, having fun, doing what you love. So, President Biden has been busy and also a vice president. Something was like Trump and Bill O'Reilly had an appearance, but I think there's two people attended. I have to check that out. But I'm looking at an MSN news article regarding the president and Russian president conversation recently. Russian President Vladimir Putin told his counterpart, President Joe Biden, he would really like to meet for more talks. According to a video clip released by Russian state TV and the leader's virtual call on Tuesday, I always get the notifications from Russian TV on Facebook. I find it amazing. I was born in the 60s and I was a teen in the 80s. Reagan and I was in print song about Russia. So, you know, it's just amazing how we are trying to make it work with Russia. Regardless of what president and what party is in office. But in a short video clip released on Russia One, Putin told the U.S. president, we definitely meet. I really like that. The top State Department measures should Russia invade Ukraine, the State Department. Biden and Putin had several state teams with follow-up on their discussions about Ukraine when they spoke last week. The leaders agreed that it would be necessary to begin after the consultation took place. The date and format of the possible meeting are not set according to the Kremlin. The White House has not ruled out an in-person meeting between the two presidents, but says nothing is currently planned. I think that would be awesome to plan an in-person meeting. In an interview with Russia One on Sunday, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Putin told Biden during a Tuesday call that Russian troops are deployed on Russian territory and do not threaten anyone. Biden, and then there's a video with the headline, Biden confronts Putin as tensions escalate over Ukraine. And that was the CNN. So that's good. It's really good. And then I'm sent an article from USA Today about the federal launch versus massive consequences if Ukraine is invaded. Ah, and also a big shout out to Michael Strahan and the team of astronauts. It's weird. Michael Strahan's an astronaut. He got his wings. Jeff Bezos, space traveler, voyage into space. So Michael Strahan and company was beamed up safely and beamed back down. It was awesome to watch. My late mother, and I'm sure many of your loved ones that are not here, would have been just so excited to see that happening. Space tourism. I've always been fascinated with space and space programs. Jason's always been one of my favorite cartoons as a little girl. But watching the Jetsons, did I think it would be possible for during my lifetime to see this as part of our world lifestyle? Wow. This is awesome. This is awesome. To see space tourism. Space tourism. Private citizens and astronauts' daughters traveling in space. It's amazing. And praying that all the voices, the space voices, also. So that was just amazing to see that. Yes, I think that was reposted also, but it was amazing that after the post interviews were amazing, the pre interviews were amazing, and to see them sit down was really a big deal. Really amazing. Well, really, thank you so much for tuning in to Cut the Talk Entertainment Report. My apologies for the late start. And we will continue part two, talking about chips on next Sunday. So Cousin Linda can go into detail regarding the article that she has sent myself and others regarding chipping at restaurants. And we'll talk about more on shipping, delivery, DoorDash, Uber Eats, and, you know, just pick up your, yeah. So we did touch on cleaners a little bit, but delivery people, we're definitely talking about restaurants and so on. Email me at kutcre@yahoo.com. yahoo.com. A big shout out to my family and loved ones near far, family and friends, Jackson Public School, Callaway Senior High School, Hines Community College, Jackson State, New State Theater. Check out New State Theater's website. I heard Prince on Sister Talk Mississippi. Over there, we are talking about the amazing plays that are presented now and also auditions for Sister Talk on the Facebook page. Our friend is my acting teacher, and also she was she booked me for commercials. Also, and she is our artistic director at New State. Big shout out to Marie Butler at Magnolia Concert Cosmetology, and big shout out also to Overschool, also branches, Dallas, the main one in Arlington and all of them. So big shout out to Crystal Brown and everyone at Overschool. I need to finish getting my license. My interested in life. And a big shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. I came where she graduated yesterday from Texas Southern with her degree in pharmacy, I believe. And dealing with pharmacy. So a big shout out to her. That is amazing. To maintain that and be a success. So you know we're going to be talking about to make New Year's resolutions, I think if we don't plan on making New Year's resolutions, we think about, yeah, I'm going to set some goals. You know, I'm going to start doing this. Some people might not like to sit out and say I'm making New Year's resolutions, but I think with a new year, most of us do look at a new way and a second way of doing things. And we all want good health. We all want more money. Right? And we want love. We want more. And we definitely want more peace. Because there's just so much going on. So much. So it's time to conclude the show. So you know me, I'm about to go into a whole another topic. But I will say, increase the peace and stop the violence. These mass murders, these snapping, going postal. It's like it's open time season. And we always have to, you know, keep positive. If we're atheists or Christians or not, whatever we are, it's important for us to keep positive light around us. I say pray that and pray to God, Lord Jesus Christ. Atheist friends and friends of other religions and so on. You know, it's just important for us to stay prayed up. Prayed up. Whoever we, you know, pray up to the higher power and pray up for our surroundings and try not to be innocent victims and try not to get in altercations and, you know, just stay prayed up. I believe breakthroughs will happen. If we all, you know, stay prayed up and do whatever we do for peace. I've been doing these meditations. I thought, you know, they're subliminal. I like listening to YouTube to the subliminal recordings. And I've always loved subliminal, something that I was taught a lot in sales and marketing when I was at Heinz. I was taught it as yesterday too, but my professors at Heinz came into college teaching sales and marketing, retail marketing, and advertising. They went in depth regarding subliminal messages. And listening to these subliminal music recordings, you know what? They really have been, no joke, they really have been affected. And I work with everybody. I see in the comments for the ones I listen to, people get positive results. And amazingly, I've been listening to Stop Procrastination, Being Organized, and also losing weight naturally. No, one of the affirmations is regarding to stop eating when full. That is, that I'm one of those people. I sleep in here. And so this morning, when I felt cool, I stopped in here. Yeah, I know. Right. So I just wanted to share that a little bit before I conclude the show. Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Also, subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I've had it a long time, but I'm revamping it. Just like I'm revamping this podcast and spreading it everywhere and revamping Avon and working on music and designing. You know, not putting my talent on the back burner with on my bread and butter too at the same time. Look, pandemic have created a many entrepreneurs are many entrepreneurs that's like dragging their feet. Stand up straight and get it together. Because, you know, the bills still need to be paid. And we still need to live and want to live a good life. But subscribe to my YouTube channel. Visit my Avon online store. You can still visit your Avon.com. That's an Avon Coaches, my live host and her husband Carlos, Georgiana Haynes in New York, Candy Smith in Tampa, Florida. I thought they were going to East Coast. She's in Tampa, Florida. So big shout out to her. She's been so amazingly supportive. So thank you, Candice, and thank you to the entire Avon community. It has been amazing. Blog Talk Radio, thank you for your support. I know you all have been participating in getting back to the premium and doing the 2 and 3 hour shows and the interviews and the awesome music and so on. So working at it, the oldest. We have seen many of this also going on 11 years and more. Yes. So thank you all for your love. Happy holidays. Safe shopping. There's a show scheduled for tomorrow. I pretty much, if you visit the website, shows are scheduled. So I'm going to schedule some more shows today. But shows are scheduled for this week. So look at the schedule and the topics. I know sometimes working on staying consistent sometimes, but the time varies some. And sometimes they, you know, stay in a certain time. But but one thing about it, I am scheduling the show so you can see the time and all of that. So again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, let's be safe, let's spread joy. Everybody's not in a good mood. Everybody's not happy. One topic that we will talk about also, the holiday blues. Some people get sad. Some people are deeply distressed. Especially with what's going on now with the tornadoes, dealing with COVID, the shootings and the drive-bys and all of that. And it's just something, and dealing with bills. Dealing with so many crazy stuff, everybody's not happy. Dealing with if people are alone or not alone, everybody's not happy. So we're going, I know people that dread to see the family. So it's important for us to talk about the holiday blues or when people are dealing with the bah humbug. The holiday blues, if we want to save lives, suicide is very bad this time. So it's important that we talk about that also. Okay, well, thank you all so much for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, aka B2, and I really appreciate your love and your support if you are a new listener. I appreciate you. Visit Cash App. If you would like to help finance and keep upgrade it back 2 and 3 hours and manage doing Facebook Lives, doing YouTube and so on, but definitely right here at Blog Talk Radio. At Cash App, CRU, Culture, CRU, SHOK. Cash App is Fast, Be True, Culture, CRU, SHOK, and PayPal is Beth Williams Entrepreneur. It's BETHWMS Entrepreneur. Okay? Well, thank you all so much. And I'm sending out prayers and positive vibes and receiving and accepting and appreciating your love also. Spread love. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to Cousin Linda. Big shout out to my brother-in-law. Everybody at Trader's doing holiday shopping out of Africa Import. You all stop by while you're having fun, enjoying the music and the rides and shopping. And while you're shopping in, you do a little shopping for art and furniture and all that good stuff. And I will stop. There's a white bar, a black bar, Beverly.